Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So it's 1972, and a hurricane hits the Washington, D.C. area named Agnes. And Agnes so raises the level of water on the C&O Canal that it puts houses 8, 10, 12 feet underwater on the C&O Canal. There's so much water flushing through the streams that the streams themselves look like they went through a milkshake machine. The mud is so thick. I can remember taking a walk when I was a kid. I was probably 7 or 8 years of age when Agnes came out, and I just remember the amount of water that came down during that window of time. It was just a 24-hour period, and boom, so much water came down that many people's basements flooded. Water penetrated one time in many houses and never did again. So now it's 2017. It's been 45 years. Is that not hard to believe? 45 years have gone by. I think I've got that right. Gosh, it's hard to believe. Yes, 45 years have gone by. Do you still have to disclose that you had water penetration in 1972? That's a question. I think that you, as a seller, are always going to be better to disclose any time you actually had water penetration. And by the way, what is water penetration? Do you have those corners in your basement where you see darkness, you see the lime coming through the concrete because water is in the block wall behind the corner? Maybe it's been moist in that corner, but it's never hit the floor. Do you disclose that? Well, here's the truth. You may actually have never had water penetrate onto the floor of your house, and moisture is all around the basement of your property, correct? Right? Moisture's in the ground. And moisture may even be in the block itself and cause certain portions of the block to discolor, or maybe even to have that lime deposit pop out. Sometimes you'll see painted walls where the paint is popping off of the wall. That's because of the lime, because of the moisture that's popping out. Now, did you have water penetration? I think if you can see water penetration, if you can see water on the floor of your property, that where the water has actually come all the way into the property, not just remained in the walls, that's the line that I draw when it comes to selling property. If you've had a darkness in certain spots where clearly maybe in a corner outside there's a gutter that comes down and water's sitting in the corner, but you have been fortunate enough not to have water come in onto the floor, then you're not guilty of having water penetrate, because penetrate means to go through, all the way through, right? So think of it that way. If you've had water come on the floor, even if it's like 4 or 5 inches, just disclose it. Hey, I had water penetrate several different times, but I put in new downspouts, gutters. I went underground with my gutters so that I'm feeding the water out to the street now, or I redid a swale so that water's now going away from the outside of the house. You still tell them it happened. Buyers will appreciate the fact that you're up front with them. I got an email from a seller who's got a property in Florida, and he emailed me because he was reading my blog about disclosure. And it turns out that he didn't say anything to the buyer who was buying his property about the fact that he had had water penetration, because he thought, well, I took care of it. I don't need to disclose if there's not an active problem. Better to disclose where there was a problem and what you did to fix it, so that if you happen to have on the day of settlement a torrential downfall, water comes in, the buyer comes back from settlement, as it did happen to me about 3 or 4 years ago. The buyer came back to a house that I had on the market. There was water penetration in the basement that day, the day of settlement, and the buyer was livid and thought that the seller had deceived him. And the agent was angry with me because he thought I should have known better. And I pointed them back to the disclosure form where I'd had my client fill out that they had had water penetration, but what they had done to take care of it. And they realized, oh yeah, well, we were put on notice that there had been an issue, it was resolved, so therefore there was no claim to my seller. Hey, what about termites? If you've had termites in your house, do you have to disclose that you've had them? It's always best that you do, even if you had no damage. If you had some penetration, oftentimes termites will come up through the mulch in the front of a house. And termites, They come in, they eat the wood every night. They go back to the soil because they need the moisture from the soil. So that's why they build the tubes up on the outside of houses or inside of door jams. So if you have penetration in your house and you've treated, you want to disclose it. Why? Because chemicals are used. You don't know what kind of chemicals necessarily were used 25 or 30 years ago, right? There have been some strange chemicals used in the past, and you don't want to fail to disclose. Do buyers check the ground for chemical? No, typically they don't check for chemicals. But you tell them, hey, I had termites. It was probably 15 years ago. We treated for it. We fixed the damage, and it's been taken care of. Radon. Well, radon has become a very, very significant issue, especially in Montgomery County, Maryland. If you don't know this, it's the law now that the seller has to test and remediate radon prior to selling their property in Montgomery County. It's the first county in the country to put that burden on the seller. Previously, in Virginia and in D.C. and other counties in Maryland, it currently is a negotiable. The buyer would ask the seller to allow the buyer to pay for a radon inspection, and if radon is found, the buyer can kill the contract, or they can ask the seller to remediate it, or the buyer can decide to fix it themselves if they want to. But still, if you have had radon and then you put a radon system in, do you have to disclose that you had radon? Well, it kind of is unnecessary in that situation because you wouldn't have a radon system in if you hadn't had high radon to begin with. As long as you can provide evidence in the transfer of real estate that your radon level is below 4 picocuries, which is the EPA level determined to be above that, is determined to be unsafe for living quarters, as long as you can prove that it is below that, you're all good. How about death in real estate? Do you have to disclose if someone dies in your home? No. No, you don't. In fact, as an agent, I can't disclose anything about what's happened in a house. I can only disclose what has happened to the house. Because who lives in the house and how they lived or how they died is not my business. My business is selling the real estate, not how the real estate is used, unless the use of it was illegal, like a methamphetamine lab. Well, for those of you who've seen Breaking Bad, you know what I'm talking about. It's a lab that is made inside of someone's house to make and manufacture illegal drugs. Do you have to disclose if your house has been a methamphetamine lab in the past? And the answer is absolutely. In fact, there are very strict requirements for how you handle the sale of property in that fashion. So if your property was used for illegal purposes, especially for the creation of drugs or other things that could taint or affect the property for a future purchaser, you have to disclose that. What about haunted houses? If you have had a ghost living in your home, if you believe in ghosts, do you have to disclose that? So in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, there really is no law determining that. It's actually just an opinion that someone has. Now, you might believe it and you might really experience it, but you're not under obligation based on what I've read, and I'm not a lawyer, so let me disclose that. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a realtor. I've been doing this for 30 years this September. I've sold about 2,750 houses at this point, and I've never sold a house that was, quote, haunted, but I think there are houses that certainly have had horrible things happen in them, and people believe that people still walk at night and other things, but you don't have, and I certainly do not have any obligation to disclose any of that to a purchaser. You might say, well, gosh, Stuart, really? Hey, I went on a listing appointment back in 1988. This is before buyer agency law. I walked in the front door, and there was the owner's wife and three kids, and I asked where the husband was. He's in jail. Oh, no, what happened? Well, he came home and found my mother with her lover, and my mom's lover pulled a knife on my dad, and my dad killed him with that knife in the basement. I'm not kidding you. I'm sitting there in the living room listening to a story about murder that happened in the very house that I'm sitting in just maybe 2-3 months before that, and they need to sell the house. Do I disclose that? Well, at the time, it was unclear whether or not a buyer would come after me or come after my seller for failing to disclose it. Now, I am prohibited from mentioning anything about it because it's not material to the house. It doesn't affect the physical condition of the property. It's a stigma in the sense that the neighbors all know what happened, So you may feel badly, and which is why as a buyer agent, my team is very, very good about asking questions. You know, because you can knock on your neighbor's doors and find out what's going on. Hey, how's the neighborhood? Did you hear about what happened? So if you're uncomfortable moving into a house where you don't know anything about it, go knock on some neighbor's doors. Do a little bit of, you know, ground intel and find out about it. Disclosure, always better to disclose, and disclose what you've done to fix a problem. Because I'm telling you, 99 times out of 100, as long as you disclose and you tell them what you tried to do, the buyers will say, okay, and they'll accept it, and you're done. And you can walk on and not have to look over your shoulder and worry about somebody following you. Okay, coming up, the next 60 days in the spring market, what to expect right after this.